weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia says it will temporarily cease military operations in the battered Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours starting Thursday to allow humanitarian aid to be brought in. But media reports say the fighting continues. The special advisor to the UN special envoy to Syria, Jan Egelin, says they are waiting for a safe passage to deliver the badly needed supplies.
It is heart-wrenching for thousands of humanitarian workers in and around Syria to not be able, allowed by the fighting and by the parties, to come to the rescue as a lifeline to these millions of people.
Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure, while the main supply routes to both the eastern and western parts of the city have been cut in recent weeks, making an already severe humanitarian situation much worse. Turkey carried out deadly airstrikes against Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq and raided pro-Kurdish political offices in Istanbul after deadly bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. Turkey often conducts similar airstrikes as part of its campaign against members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has waged a decades-long insurgency. And voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The frontrunners are incumbent Edgar Lungwa of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. If neither candidate wins a simple majority, there will be a second round of voting. At least 3 people have been killed in pre-election violence in Zambia. This is VOA News. Republican presidential nominee